Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Nun. The new Mishnah at the end of yesterday's daf discussed designating a particular spot for one's residence to be established for the Shabbos boundary purposes for the Tchum. Rav explains in the Gemara that a person is considered as having said nothing when they didn't designate a specific tree, a particular location. Comes Rav in a second pshat on Rav and says that Rav held the following principle, Kol she'eino bezeach harzeh, when you cannot establish a halachic reality in sequence, and something after another thing, afilu v'as achasen, you're not able to do it simultaneously either. This fascinating principle works like this. In this case, one cannot establish Shabbos residence in an area of four amos on one side of a tree, and then continue to establish on the four amos on the other side of the tree. Thereby, the person can establish residence simultaneously over all eight amos of space. Tangentially, for the rest of the Amud, this principle is questioned first by Abaye, quoting a Tosefta, which states a halacha regarding Miser. A point of background, when it comes to Truma and other gifts to the Kohen, which goes to the Kohen, the Torah does not spell out a minimum or maximum for that matter, shear, that how much has to be given to the Kohen. Chazal gave three models of 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th, but no biblical mandate, which would mean how one actually separates a truma, does not have to be an exact science. However, when it comes to Miser, it's a fixed measure of 1/10th, and one cannot even attempt to go beyond this amount. If one goes beyond this amount, that part won't be called miser. The Tosefta says if a person took 20% for misers, 2/10, the remaining 80% is permissible to eat, but the 2/10 are not even going to be called miser because we can't know which of that 2/10 is the actual 10%, which is the real miser from that amount that was taken. So Baye says, for Rabbah, there should still be a problem with the remaining 80% because you can't designate 2/10 one after the other. Therefore, you can't designate 2/10 at all. So all at once, Rabbah's answer is a technicality by Trumas and Maisers that you can have half of a grain of wheat tithe, which enables you to do 2/10 Maiser, where every single grain is only half Maiser. So for this reason, Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya and Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Simon Sif Ayin Vav teaches a very important rule, and the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Ein Ma'asrin Ba'omed. A person should not tithe by estimating. Even though it's laudable by Truma to end up giving more because of estimation, it's a Simon Bracha. By Meiser, we need to be exacting. Who knows the source of this halacha? It's 10 points if you guess Pirkei Avos. And not tucked away in the fourth parak, it's in parak Aleph Mishnah Tes Zayin. We have the teaching of Rabbi Gamliel, Asei Lecha Rav, V'Yistalek Min HaSafek, V'Altar B'La'aser Umados. A person should establish for themselves a Rav, a Rebbe, should remove or run away, be able to not have cases of doubt, of Safek, remove from themselves of doubt, and a person should not do a lot of tithing with estimation. Some of the commentaries were so bothered. This explicit halacha of Trumas and Maisos, what's it doing in Pirkei Avos? And those explained it as referring to the concept of Tzedakah and Maiser. Many of the Rishonim, though, took this at face value. Rashi and the Rambam linked the three teachings together. So the person should have a Rebbe. Why should one have a Rebbe? A person should have a Rebbe to avoid Safek, to avoid case of doubt, and to not make estimations in halacha. We need to be exacting in halacha. So we see from the example of Miser what can fall out if one is not exacting. Beautiful quote from the book Ethics from Sinai, page 123, says, do not be approximate in your Judaism. Do not make rough guesstimates. Don't be practically, quote-unquote, kosher. Measure, weigh, consult your teacher, and be exact. In the same vein, I saw in the Pirkei Avos, from the teachings of Lubavitcher Rebbe, this is also a warning against being unnecessarily machmir. Lest the person say, why do I need a Rav every time I have a suffix? I'll just be machmir. I could just be stringent. I'm not sure what to do. Then I'll be sure that I fulfilled what I'm supposed to do as long as I took the more strict approach. Therefore, he says, Rav Gamliel, don't take Meiser by estimation. It will have a negative outcome. Yerushalmi Nedarim says, Dayecha Mashasra Torah, we already have so much that's prohibited from the Torah. It's enough. It's enough. We need to put on more chumras on ourselves. So is there a place for being machmer sometimes? Sure. But says Lubavitcher Rebbe, Al Tarbe, don't make not asking a Rav or learning the sugya properly an excuse to be overly and unnecessarily strict.